Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and The Banter Blender. And joining me, as usual, is the wonderful, hilarious, and always very special Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and also Rose Prix Bachelor Podcast and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Audiobooks. Sometimes it's hard to remember all those things, Ronnie. Anyway, today is a very special crossover episode because we are crossing over, not in any sort of spiritual way, although it was sort of a spiritual experience, but actually we are crossing over onto a different podcast, and that podcast is crossing over onto ours. It's Reality Life with Kate Casey. Yes, Kate invited us onto her podcast, and we decided why not just do it a crossover. So our podcast is going to appear on her feed, and hers is going to appear on our feed, and we all just sort of got together and talked. We talked Vanderpump Rules, and then we talked about Summer House, and we talked about The Bachelor, and we talked about Southern Charm, and just a lot of Bravo stuff. But since Fridays are our Fridays are our Summer House days, what you're going to hear is you're going to hear our episode with Kate. And then afterwards, Ronnie and I sort of circle back around to cover the Summer House stuff we didn't get around to with Kate. So if you're looking for your Summer House recap, it's going to be sort of bits and pieces. But listen to the whole thing, because I think you're going to really enjoy it. And Kate, thanks for having us on, and super cool doing this crossover with you.
The amazing Kate Casey!
Welcome. Prepare yourselves. This is a great, great day. This is the great crossover interview segment show of 2017, right? So I am here with Ronnie and Ben from Watch What Crappens.
Hell yeah.
And
hell
we're here with Miss Kate Casey.
So I am delighted because you guys love reality TV like I love it.
Yes.
I love it hard.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We love it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys text at night too? I mean, you do the show together. Do you also text when you're watching shows, or do you reserve that till you watch the show?
We don't always text, but if there's something that's really noteworthy, like there'll be a text. I mean, Ronnie sent me a text last night, actually.
Yeah, I text when I can't hold it because Ben's my only friend that I really can talk about this stuff with. Mm-hmm. My other friends are like, no, shut up. You're an idiot. Yeah. Read a book.
Right.
But I know a lot of people in LA who are like, I don't own a TV. Which, you know, F that. I hate those people.
First of all, people are just liars.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like people who say, oh, I don't read trashy magazines, but I guarantee you that they have an opinion on Angelina and Brad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody does. Is she abusive or is he?
If I have a friend who has a husband who puts down tabloid magazines and then I find out that they read them, I buy them subscriptions to magazines like National Enquirer and I put it in their name.
Oh,
so
that
when
good.
People come over, they see, you know, it says like Michael DeVoe, you know.
Right. Yes. Yeah. You're framing them, a tabloid frame.
Absolutely.
How about you? Who do you text while you're watching the shows?
I have many girlfriends that I text and we usually watch the shows at the same time. So. Mm-hmm. It's glorious. And then I love it when someone I haven't spoken to in a while will just shoot me something out of the nowhere. Like, are you kidding me with the dudes on Vanderpump Rules wearing women's drag outfits for a bachelor party? That's the worst bachelor party I've ever. How many straight guys do you know, let alone gay guys, that would dress up as women for their we get married party?
Very few. I didn't really even understand that. I mean, I appreciated it because it was really fun to watch, and it like made for many hilarious gifs. And the fact that they got into such a huge
argument at the height of that episode, right. And they were in drag during yes. the whole thing was kind of amazing.
Yeah.
But no, I would, as a practical matter, I don't know if I personally would want to get
well,
a drag.
I feel like those guys
party.
Are wasted together so much. They've at least blown each other.
Yeah.
So something's I think at happened. This point, it's yeah. like at least we're wearing dresses now. Like they're inching towards heterosexuality from right. their drunken gay hookups, I think.
I was alarmed. I think that Tom Schwartz is a very handsome man. However, it was concerning to me how much he looked like Caitlyn Jenner in his outfit. And I feel like he was embracing it more than he should have.
Yeah. I think actually Jax yeah. is the one who really got into character. He seemed to get that chewing on the sunglasses yes. look down with his little bob.
That's a great
well,
point.
He loves his sunglasses. I mean, yeah. he's either stealing them, chewing them, giving to someone's mom.
Or sure.
That's all he thinks about are sunglasses. All of them were fairly ugly, I have to say,
yeah.
as women.
Yeah, I thought there'd be like one who you'd say, you know, that guy made a surprisingly hot woman. Yeah. Maybe Tom sort of had like a little bit of a look when he had the long black wig, sort
right.
of. I feel like actually the one who impressed me the most was Ariana's male drag. Because
right.
she looked like, if she didn't have that ridiculous mustache, she would have been like a hot guy.
She looked like a boy bander.
Yeah.
She did. She looked right. like a twink with a fake mustache.
Right.
It was
yeah.
weird.
It was.
She
yeah.
could have been in One Direction adjacent.
yeah.
Right?
So would that be like 98 degrees? Oh, One Direction. Sorry. I just like
color
had
me
a time.
Wrong. Instead
yeah.
of color me bad.
Well, I think the problem is that they hired drag queens to actually make them look like drag queens, and they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
If you have a good girlfriend, she will make you up. I mean, I
pretty.
Can make a pretty woman, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, that's a scary thought, because a woman will do it for me, not a
yeah.
man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those guys are like clowns. They make you look like Ronald McDonald, like putting that makeup
right.
over Tom's eyebrows. Tom works on his eyebrows all day long.
Well, I'm yeah. glad you pointed that out, because I feel like during their normal life, they're like lady men already.
Yes.
So it was a slippery slope. I mean,
yeah.
more makeup, they're actually more attractive in their regular life.
Yeah, this actually
yeah.
made them look more like men, because you're
right.
like, oh my God, they're men.
I agree. I was having a lot of issues with Jax's his little bob, because I know that sort of fuchsia bob he was wearing is kind of like a classic drag queen wig.
Right.
And yet the way he wore it made him look sort of like a lady from accounting or something like
right.
that. Right. It
yes.
was very strange. It was I was like,
right.
oh,
she
he looks sort of like
maybe she's an HR.
Yeah, like
right.
an HR, like her name could be Peg.
Peg, yes.
You know, and she's just watched The Bachelor, and
right.
she is like ready to go out on the town, but like by 8:30 she's ready to call it quits.
Right. Apple teeny and then goes
yeah.
Goes to bed.
Exactly.
Why can't Jax ever close the door when he goes to the bathroom? He's like a barbarian.
Jax needs to be seen naked all the time. He's like those dumb hoes we see in Hollywood and The Bachelor, you know, which they just need to be, they need their boobs to be seen at all.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how they're used to getting love and attention. And I think that's Jax, and it's just translated into pooping. Like, he's
yeah.
let it go so far that now he'll poop like that.
To be fair, though, would you want to be trapped in a room with closed door with his poop smells? I think he's really doing
no,
it for self-preservation.
I think he's really... Just I didn't need to see his urine stream.
That was surprising.
And he didn't wash his hands, by the way.
Oh,
did you know that?
I would probably say he has not washed his hands since
ever.
Long before that pee stream. I was actually shocked they showed pee stream. I was like,
I was too.
You know,
I mean,
like, we've seen peeing yeah. on Bravo before, aka Bethany peeing in a bucket
yeah.
once mm-hmm. or several times. But I don't think I've ever seen pee stream on TV.
It was so specific, I knew he was dehydrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a little bit much.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Brittany hasn't contracted pink eye by now, because she's around a guy who never washes. You know,
that's
at some
point
he's like trying to mm-hmm. wipe the makeup off for her or something.
Yes.
I know that you guys love, and I love to hear you do your impressions of the cast on Summer House.
Mm.
Oh, we love Summer
love
House.
Can you
House.
Give me a little bit of the Workus twins right now?
Carl?
Carl? Hey, Carl, you
Carl.
Want to hear the Workus twins? Carl?
Where's Carl?
Hey,
Carl?
Where's Carl right now?
Where's Carl? Is Carl coming?
Where'd Carl go?
Is Carl here?
Carl's
Carl
not respecting you. Carl's not respecting you right now.
If Carl wants a reaction,
I
mean, Carl
was
going to
do
one.
This.
Carl,
I knew
you're
not
getting
a reaction.
This. Carl.
I knew he was going to do this. What a douchebag.
Carl, you're not getting a reaction.
What a player. What a player. Don't react. Don't react right now.
You know what's strange to me? He's a dental sales manager, but he has one yellow tooth.
Yes, that's the one thing that, like, that's we noticed it. We had Katie Cazorla on our podcast. It was one of the things that, the first thing that she said on the podcast, you're saying it.
Yeah.
That's not good branding if you're a dental salesman
no.
and your teeth are yellow.
He's got to hit some numbers this year, and I'm afraid that's going to impact it.
I would, yeah, seriously.
It's strange.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, just get dentures.
Yeah, it's like buying a car from someone who rides a bike.
What are some other general things that you've noticed about? Like, give me one thing that really bugs you about Lindsay.
Oh, my goodness. I really don't like how self-involved she is, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, she has been battling with either Christina or Everett all season. And it's like my 30th birthday. And it drives me nuts. But, like, thank God that Lindsay's there because she's so relatable in terms of we all know Lindsay's that it sort of gets you personally invested in the show. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a way in.
I actually like Lindsay. And I think if I was friends with her, the only thing I would want her to shut up about is being abandoned. Because I hate when people do that. When they're like, oh my God, my lunch is late. I was abandoned. And this is like really affecting me because this waiter is ignoring me. And this is how my mom felt. Like, where's my refill of water? It's like, can we just eat lunch without you talking about being abandoned? How about you?
I find them all annoying in some respects. My favorite is Steven. There was
he's good.
Last night's episode, there was a segment that I had to tape where he was talking about how much Everett and Lindsay, like their breakup really was a big deal while swilling a glass of wine.
It's
like I was really, really surprised by it. I was shocked by it while and like that is truly me. That's you. That's all of us.
Yeah.
Like you have a friend who complains about the ups and downs of the relationship nonstop and they inevitably get back together. Mm-hmm. So I love Stephen for that. But Lindsay and Everett are, we know people like that who just break up all the time. It's like, I don't fucking care about your relationship anymore.
There's like toxic people. Stephen, what I like about Stephen is that he's clearly trapped in this house. Like he applied for a totally different show and like, well, we really like you, but you're not good for that show. So how about this show, the Summer House show? You get to hang out in Montauk. He's like, okay, that sounds good. And then he's like stuck with these like crazy people who are like really like alternately annoying and basic, and he just has to sit there and drink all summer long just to tolerate it.
Lindsay and Everett I spoke to last week, and Lindsay claims that they're actually paying for that house. I'm like, really? I'm sure Bravo rented that house.
Yeah.
There's no way you guys, who probably make four marbles between you two, can afford that house. I'm not buying it.
I mean, I could buy it because they do a lot of serious work. You know, all that like walking around New York City on their phone. Like, okay, the sale's going through. Great. Talk to you next week. Like, every episode, there's a montage of them like talking all like.
And she does fashion PR. I mean,
she does like pizza shop PR.
Pizza shop. Yeah.
Sell this margarita machine.
Right. Like, I'm sure you're going to get this big house in Montauk.
Last night she was talking about the stocking stuffers. That was killing me because she was doing PR for a little alcohol company. And they were talking about those little airline bottles. And she's like, well, those I think are stocking stuffers.
But also you could tell she wasn't even listening to them. She's like, right. Where the fuck is that?
Yeah, the guy's like, as long as it's authentic to our brand. She's like, okay, like I said, stockings, Christmas. Yeah. It's like, you know, that's not for a year, right?
She's like, so what do you guys think about Everett?
Remember she had 10 interns for one day?
Really important interns that could not work from home. Like, that would be a disgrace to the interns. That was
and
my favorite
Christina
arc.
Couldn't work in her room with her desk. She had to work in the living room that day.
Because it was about the principal. See, I'm very connected with Christina. Like, I feel like I am Christina. Like, I am the one who is like, why didn't you ask me? The fact that you didn't ask me, it pisses me off. And now I can't focus on my work here because I'm like just bubbling over with rage at you, Lindsay.
She's very much into the rules because in last night's episode, she was pissed that Carl was bringing two girls back, as hookers, as she called them.
Yes, hookers. Well, I don't think that she's really that into the rules. I think that she probably falls back on that so that way she doesn't sound like she's slut-shaming, which she was. But it was a hilarious slut-shaming, so I supported it.
I know. I understood the slut-shaming. The girl that Carl slept with, who wore just, like, booty shorts the entire time.
Yeah, the Miange lips.
Can we just talk about when she woke up in the morning? Wowza.
It's like, go back to bed, honey.
Beer goggles.
See you in the evening.
Wow.
Well, both of them were kind of...
Rode hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kyle said, and Carrie's a lot older than me. I'm thinking, how old is she?
I think I think Christina's issue is that she made out with, didn't she say in the beginning of the season that she made out with Kyle at one point?
Right.
Oh.
And she made out with somebody and she's like, oh, it was no big deal. Well, nothing to Christina is no big deal.
Right. Yes. Okay? Good point.
And what we learn on Bravo and from Housewives is these bitches will hold on to something
forever.
For 10 years. One slight they hold on to for years.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't think it's any accident that she's messing with Kyle because this is the second week in a row.
Right.
But to be fair, all the women had their claws out when these two girls came in because they were not properly prepped. And all of a sudden, these two girls come in. They know that they're from L.A. They are, Carla is saying that they're hot. They're sort of walking in like hot girls. They automatically, the girls were, the claws are out. Because
they
Lindsay,
also talk like that. They literally talk like that.
So then Lindsay, I don't know if you saw that. Lindsay was like, I don't know you. Who are you? It's like, that's like a bitch way to say hi. It wasn't just Christina, okay? And even like the Workus twins, I forget what they said. I wrote it down, but you know, they were also rather hostile. Like, who's this? Carl?
Well, Lindsay's not good at making people feel comfortable in general. It's her birthday party, and she's there setting up, and there's all these hay bales. She's like, I love throwing a party. So there's all these hay bales, and she's like, well, I want people to sit on the hay bales. So she takes one up and then leans it like this onto it. Like, who's going to sit on that? You basically made a skateboard ramp, you idiot.
She had all those hair and makeup people come to put her a bandana on her head. It was so weird.
They put her in blackface.
What a dumb party.
I thought she was about to go host the evening news. She had so much makeup on. It was just like a cake of makeup. I'm like, you're going to a hoedown? This is not right. First of all, also thematically appropriate. Why are they so mad that the host showed up at the hoedown, you know?
Why she's so upset about turning 30? That was hilarious to me. Well, it's all in the shitter now. I'm 30. I'm single. Yeah. You know, I'm shilling stocking stuffers. It's all over for me. My mom abandoned me. My boyfriend's sleeping with four other people when he has a sleepover.
My roommate's Christina.
These goddamn twins living in the house in the better room than I have. And all the rosé is gone. By the way, why do they drink so much rosé? I do not know any man that drinks that much rosé. How many gay men do you know drink that all day long?
I am partial to rosé.
You just really? Like guzzle rosé all day long?
Well, no, I don't guzzle at all. I kind of feel like there's certain things that they're trying to make a thing.
I think right? You're right.
Like a summer house thing. Like that's the thing. Like Kyle with his mullet wig. The first time it was like sort of amusing.
Right.
But now it's like week five. It's like, oh, he's got a mullet wig. I'm like, you know, this joke is never great in the first place. And we've all met. We've all seen a mullet wig. This is not an original thing. I think it's time to retire this wig.
Yeah, Kyle's like so struggling to hold on to youth, which left a long time ago.
Right.
But I think it's so cute. And I would marry him because that's a dad. Yeah. I mean, that's your dad.
Right.
That's the
true.
Guy who's
that's
like,
true.
Look, kids, I'm in my mullet. And they're like, oh, my God. Stop with the mullet, Dad.
Yeah.
It's like, so cute.
Yeah, like when he like gets so
he'll cheat
wasted,
on you, but be nice
out.
About it, never let you know. Like, he won't leave texts on his phone. You just never know about it.
Right.
You know?
I'm sort of surprised that Kyle is not more central to some of the drama on the show. I thought he was going to be like the main male of the show, and they sort of have angled him as like the guy of the house. Like, everyone wants to be friends with Kyle. He's the leader. But really, in terms of the main drama of the season, it's two things. It's Carl and Lauren, or it's Lindsay and Everett and Christina. And Kyle is just sort of like comic relief on the side. He has this thing with Amanda that I don't personally care that much about that.
I don't care either.
So I'm surprised that he's a little more periphery than you would think he would be, considering he was such a big part of the crossover with
and
Stassi.
I believe he's the one that started the show. He's the one responsible for it.
Wow.
One thing that I did not like is Carl reminds me of everybody from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I don't want to see his very janky apartment. I don't want to hear him call his mother. I don't want to hear about his mom's divorce. I don't want to hear that his brother is in rehab and that he has to pay for his mother's lifestyle. This isn't fun anymore.
Yeah. I don't like when Carl humanizes himself.
Like, I don't care. Go back to the house and, you know, sleep with some girls and have some drinks.
But, you know, the thing is with Carl, I mean, I have such mixed feelings on Carl because on one hand, I actually feel like if I met him in real life, I'd be like, I think he'd be cool. And like, I would get along with him perfectly fine. He's like, nice. But on the other hand, I really hate some of the really douchey things he does. Like when they got shaves at like the shaving company, and he's like, "Now you're gonna be a real gentleman, Kyle." I'm like, "Ugh, don't talk like that, Carl. Like, you're really annoying right now. Like, you're a real gentleman." And then you show up with those two ladies. Those LA ladies
of the night.
Ladies of the night, because they were ladies, and it was nighttime. And then you make Lauren feel bad. because, you know, because Lauren pulls him over in her effort to not have a reaction. She pulls him over
for a conversation. Yeah.
And then he's like, why are you acting like this? Why? What's wrong with you? And like, Carl, you pulled a passive aggressive move. We all recognize it. So don't try to act like Lauren's the crazy one.
Well, he was also so defensive. Like, she wasn't being how he was accusing her of being. Yeah, I think he's just so used to doing that to girls that he was used to getting yelled at, and he thought he was going to, and she wasn't. She was just like, I don't care. Just don't don't hurt my feelings on purpose.
It was
That's like a Spicer
press conference.
Yes.
You know, it's just like talking in circles.
Like a Spicer
press conference. It's like, well, if Sweden hadn't been terrorized last night.
Do you think those are their real names, Sabrina and Carrie, or do you think they gave alter?
I think they're real names.
Really?
Yeah.
It reminded me of my friend Sean when he was dating a girl named Simone. And I said, is she French? And he said, no, she's just spoiled. I feel like that's a Sabrina. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Is that a real name?
And is she a witch?
That's a good question.
We know she ain't a teenager.
I feel like she's a girl that wants to be an actress.
She's very L.A.
Very.
First of all, I mean, the lips were out of control.
Out of control. And the eyelashes.
I believe it or not, I try not to make fun of how someone looks, but if they've done something.
But if it's absurd.
If they've injected their lips
If they've done it to herself, it's like making fun of an outfit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you put those lips in there.
If your eyelashes look like you can rake a pile of leaves, you deserve it. That's absurd.
Yeah. When they do period pieces in the future about this time, it is going to be hilarious to see people's costumes because they're going to be huge eyelashes.
Right.
I mean, those are ridiculous. And we see them every day, so they don't look as ridiculous. But eyelashes like this huge, winged on the hair, and the weaves down to the feet.
I can't take it.
The straw hair. It's going to be hilarious. Those are going to be good parties in the future.
I can't take it.
And the funny thing is, like with Sabrina, like Ronnie says, we see these people all the time here in LA. Like, we're used to it. And on certain TV shows, you see it all the time. But I think with Summer House, we got sort of used to their Summer House look.
Right.
That when an LA person comes in with her big
ass
lips,
jarring.
It's very jarring. Mm-hmm. It's disturbing. It's unfortunate.
And they all talk.
just bugs me that they all talk like that.
Carrie didn't really bother me that much. I thought she seemed pretty normal. But the Sabrina girl, I don't know.
She was a little hungry.
She was.
She was a little
hungry and thirsty.
Now, Ronnie, you also have a Bachelor podcast.
Yes, I do a Bachelor podcast with Stephanie Wilder Taylor called Rose Pricks.
So I want to hear what you think right about this current season. And we just had an episode last night, and I've been dying to know what you think.
Well, the psychology of seeing these women with their families. I mean, Corinne getting in bed with her dad. And then her dad actually saying to Nick, or to Corinne, I talked to Nick and asked him if he would be okay with just being the guy who stays home. Oh, no, he told Nick. I talked to Corinne and I said, what are you going to be fine with just being, she's the breadwinner and you're just going to sit there and be the stay-at-home dad? And Nick's like, okay.
what a way
to just give your daughter away. It's like he knows that this guy is no good and doesn't care. He's like, just don't cheat. Just don't let her know if you cheat on her.
He's like, have some marinated olives.
So gross.
My world famous.
I felt like Raquel, whispered to him, you know, in a closet, please get me away from
Save
these people.
Me.
Yeah. Save me. Take me with you.
Someone on Twitter said, Raquel, blink 2 times if you need help.
Exactly. And why didn't we get a tour of the multi-million-dollar business? Or is that multi-million-dollar business?
What do they live in, a one-bedroom apartment?
Done out of the second bedroom? Maybe it was in the corner of the bedroom where they had the father and the daughter talking.
I think they're like Mary Kay resellers.
Or,
you know, and they're like, Mary Kay's huge.
Well,
have
I
you
read
ever seen
they,
a pink Corvette?
They read you floors and garages. That's what they do.
But
that doesn't seem like it makes enough money to buy, faux leather pant outfits for your boyfriend who you've been dating for 2 weeks.
Well, that Amex was gray. That was not a black Amex. So that is also a fail because I think she's trying to trick everybody into thinking she's rich so she can bag this guy because she doesn't have any self-confidence. But then she's going to bag him and be broke. And that's just the saddest ending, you know?
But with lots of olives.
He didn't even know how to eat an olive, this Nick. What do you think?
He,
is
he
Nick,
was like chewing on the end of it.
Like, that's the best olive I've
ever
had.
Is Nick legit or do you think Nick is just a douchebag? What do you think?
He's drunk basically 75% of the time. I think he has no interest in any of these girls. I think he's like, they're all ugly. They're boring. I'm fucked. I'm just going to ride this out. I'm going to like kind of get engaged to a girl for a little while, I'll somehow spin it Sean Spicer style so that, you know, she breaks it off with me. But I get the magazine covers that I want, and then I can maybe get a role in an independent film.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something really weird about Nick. And at the very end, when they show next week, and he's always crying, too, which is also another sign of Adderall addiction.
Oh, is it?
Yes. When people are taking too much Adderall, they have very quick, and I know because I used to take it. Okay, get off my ass.
Oh, interesting.
But you are very quick to rage and any kind of emotion. So a lot of people who are always crying are generally on a lot of Adderall. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking that that's his issue. It's also probably how he got abs.
How many of the contestants are on Adderall?
It's so hard to tell with these girls. I thought most of these girls were fairly normal, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't that
interested. I even like Corinne now. I feel like Corinne is a broken little hoe. I want to like take her in and just brush her hair and be like, read something, get a hobby. You know, there are people who will like other things than your, you know, I mean, your daughter's here, but
Can't hear me.
Your womb entrance.
She, I think that she's just like a 23-year-old kid right out of school, and she'll look back, you know, 8 years and go, wow, that was pretty embarrassing / hilarious. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, if he chooses her, though, I just feel like, now I don't watch the show religiously, but I happened to watch last night and I watched like 2 weeks ago. I mean, it seems
that's enough.
Well, that's enough. Seems actually, like, it's
seems
like a soap opera.
Like beyond, like more vapid than usual, like immaturely vapid.
She's very immature, sure.
Like I don't see how he could even have a conversation with her. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he's not great himself. I mean, he's very, very, very boring. I mean, he's like cardboard. You know,
he's not as bad as Ben Higgins, but he's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean,
he's shockingly bad. I mean, on Bachelor in Paradise, he really did just lay there on a couch, and he didn't say anything too mean, so people liked him again.
Right.
But yeah, he's really shockingly boring. When he was on that date with that nurse who's
Danielle with the bad legs,
mousy nurse we call her. She's like, I really like being here, Nick. He's like, me too. And they're just kind of looking around. He's like, well, she's not going to say anything. Yeah. And I'm not going to say anything. So bye. I'm like,
Melissa,
why don't you say something?
Melissa, who was on the Jason Mesnick season, I interviewed her and she said that during the season, you're not really allowed to have real conversations. It all has to be surface. Because you know, it's too awkward unless it's you have to keep it. So she had no idea really what he did for a living. Mm. And they didn't. She said all we talked about were like funny stories that we had from like college or growing up. So none of these people are having real conversations. So every conversation, like with Vanessa, is like, so what do you like to do? I mean, that's why her parents were shocked that she had not had a discussion with them yet about, well, where do you plan on living if we get engaged?
Oh,
because
Vanessa, yeah.
They're not allowed to talk about anything in depth on camera.
But wasn't that disturbing, that Vanessa scene? What do you think her deal is? Because her family was acting like she's put herself on the train tracks.
Vanessa,
she's like tried to drown herself.
Right.
Like that's one of those
girls
who tries to drown herself in the bathtub, and you're like,
was that the girl from Quebec?
Yes. Montreal.
So my takeaway from that, because I thought it was crazy. They were like, no, don't break her heart again. I was like, people need to relax.
They're like, no,
they were sobbing.
Don't break
but
her
you know
heart.
I think, yeah. You know what I think? So I have this theory because her parents are divorced. I feel like my theory is that her mom was shattered by that divorce and became this mother who put this, set the tone
male
for the
hating.
Family, which is that, like, don't let someone break your heart. Like, your heart could be broken so easily. Your life can be ruined. Be careful, you know. And so now they're all, like, traumatized. Mm-hmm. Even that, like, kid who's going through puberty, that Seth Green kid, he's like, no, don't break your heart.
Wait a minute. Can we just, we need to talk about that for a minute.
Well, half this cast is fucking their family.
What?
I mean, we know that. Like, half the girls left.
What's going on with her brother?
Creepy, right?
Yeah. I felt like I was watching The Dark Crystal. I don't know. I went into a closet.
The Dark Crystal.
And I cried. He scared me. Yeah. What's wrong with her brother?
It's just puberty, man.
Is he young?
I couldn't tell if he was 12 or 24. That
and
was
they
the problem.
Looked so much alike.
Yeah. I know. It was.
I can't take it if she hurts you again. No. I was like, how do half of you have accents and half of you don't?
Yeah,
like,
I don't understand that also. I don't understand why she really doesn't have an accent. The rest of her family has a weird Italian, Quebecois accent.
That girl's broke down. I hope he doesn't go
there's
for
there's something going on.
She's
something.
Nuts.
And then I didn't like the way she was talking to her students. Like, remember that scrapbook that you guys put together? Wink, wink. Like, I mean, I'm sure those kids put together a scrapbook, or kids or adults. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I got a very strange vibe. vibe.
They were like crying when she came back. I'm like, what are you, like, she's brainwashing these people.
Yeah, maybe it's just like too many like really ugly tiny love seats in her life between what was
maybe.
It in that like side room at her mom's house.
I
it's
know.
Like dark, like this like orange brown room with like a pale green, you know, love
it's
seat
depressing.
And they would have to sit there. But then she went to her dad's house and then Nick has like sitting there like trying to get like this,
her dad
rotating.
Seemed like a dick. He seemed like he was awful.
Well,
I'm trying to imagine being married to him. He just like I feel like the stepmother was like looking at her like, don't leave me.
Well, they had this weird obsession where they were like, well, you know, he is still dating three other women. I can't. And then the mom's like, oh, three other women. You guys know that this is a TV
show.
Like,
right. What do you think you signed up for, bitch?
Exactly.
But I do salute the dad for when Nick said, if in the event, if perhaps in the future, if at the juncture, sometime in the future, possibly, I could think about maybe marrying your daughter, would you support it? And he's like, okay, hold on. Let's slow down that one. And by the way, didn't you say this is three other dads? Well, yeah, if you're going to get technical. So I do salute him because that was pretty funny. I don't think any other father has done that thus far.
No. I anti-salute him for not making an if you ask me to Celine Dion pun at that moment.
Good call.
Straight dad alert.
I got to tell you guys, the brother is still, I'm still haunted by it.
Oh. I'm haunted by all of it. I was bothered that the father asked those questions but then let him off so easy.
Yeah.
The whole thing bothers me because Nick does. Okay, look at Vanessa's parents. They kept saying, what are you going to do for Vanessa? Where are you going to move here for Vanessa? Vanessa has life. No one said, do you have a damn job?
That's a good
Is
call.
That a wig? Do you have plugs?
Right.
What's going on with your teeth? Why you talk like Carol Channing?
Right.
Do you need money to get those shaved down? Are you getting free dentistry from that hoe you know you're going to be banging after this, that dentist assistant from Russia?
Right.
Like, what's going on with you, dude?
By the way, he knew from the get-go he could never be with Raven because I'm not confident there are any salons nearby that could do like a straightening process on his hair. I mean, he could not have lived there.
Also, they're poor. I mean, I think Nick is looking for somebody with
bank.
A little
flash.
It's going to be, I mean, it's probably going to be Camille, which is a horrifying thought, but at least that would be honest if he ended up with Camille.
Corinne.
I always call her Camille. I'm sorry. But, yeah, Corinne. I think that would be fitting. They're both kind of like shallow and she's way younger than him and semi-rich.
Yeah.
Or it's not going to be Vanessa because she don't got a good job. And then we know that the lawyer is going to be the bachelorette. So.
And how uncomfortable did he look in that black church? So at one point you saw there was one guy who was like really into it and Nick is just like trying to be cool, but he's looking at the guy like, what am I supposed to do? What's
Nick trying to clap on the black beat. Was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I mean, he was whiter than Summerhouse.
Yeah. As my boyfriend says, he was on the one and the three instead of the two and the four.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Apparently, like, we white people like to do one and three, but it's really two and four.
Yes. And it's, like, really ingrained in DNA.
And the mother said, have you ever dated a black woman? Well, we went on dates. I wouldn't say we were, like, together. It's like, you sound so stupid. So,
yeah. I boned a few.
He's like, I mean, I watched Right Outta Compton. Does that count as a date?
It was just so bad. It was so bad. What do you guys think about the end when Andy came back? Thoughts about that?
I don't know who Andy is, so excited that there was another face.
I don't think you're missing out on anything.
I would like to see...
I'm excited there's another face.
I would like to see what the hell she has to say. She's probably just going to be plugging a book, right?
I think
so. Was she on earlier this season?
No, she was the Bachelorette. Original. He was a finalist. She wrote a book that I read, which was very poorly written. It was she apparently is a lawyer, and I'm doubting that.
Okay.
But one of the things that she wrote in it was that he was a finalist. It was between Nick and the guy that she got engaged to, who now sells weight loss supplements.
Okay.
She was creeped out because in the fantasy suite they had sex, which he later admitted to on
that
air.
Was the thing,
but
yeah.
The thing was she, which okay, I didn't get this one, and Heather tells me I'm obsessed with this, but let me know what you guys think. She said that when they were having sex, that she was creeped out because he looked at her and he said, "Do you want me to make love to you, or do you want me to fuck you?" And she said she was creeped out by it, and that's why she got rid of him.
Well, she could never be a
gay
man.
That is crazy. I would be like, we're engaged. We're engaged.
Gay guys are like, okay, what do you like? There's like a checklist they go right? down. They're like, what do you like? Do you like this? Do you like that? It's so, you know, it's so not like, sexy.
No. I mean, what? I mean, he, why did you get rid of him? So, yeah, she wrote about that in her book. She's going
to be fair,
if
he was really cheesy about it, it would have been a major turnoff. Like, because it's Nick. If Nick was like, do you want to get fucked? It's just like,
that, oh, I see what you're saying.
It's like,
it's about the
know,
tone.
It's like,
it's like, the
there's
tone.
Certain people who can do that. You're like, yeah. Yes. But there's some people you do that. You're like, oh,
right.
This is not. Oh.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Especially
you
when
get,
he
like,
says
shame,
it like
you get a shame attack.
You're like this. Is, yeah. You right. do, you're like, oh, am I doing this right now? This
especially when he talks like this. He's like, would you want me to make
crying.
Love to you?
He's crying. Do you want to get fucked? And tears coming down.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
That was
oh,
his.
God.
That was his pre-crying days. Oh. Now this is the new Nick.
The new
that's
Nick.
Sobbing all the time and has feelings.
He cried to the sister, to the French Canadian sister.
He cried in every scene last
she
night.
She's like jamais hurt my sister, and he's like never.
That sister. What do you oh. do? Do you have a job? What are you going to do with her? Where are you going to live? What kind of street do you like? Do you like cul-de-sacs? What do you like for a mailbox? One at the door, or one in front of the house. I'm like, geez, lady.
But it is funny how all these people are so protective of their sibling or their sister, but if it were my family, my sister would be like, I don't know. Is she that great? I don't know. Do you really want to be with her?
Because it's like only broken souls go on these shows.
Totally.
So they already know. They're like, listen, she's like one, you know, one slight heartbreak away from going to the loony bin. So please, we don't want to have to
pay
for that.
I think, Ronnie, you have a great point. I didn't think about it. You brought it up and now I'm with you. Something is awry with that girl, and that's why they kept
it
saying,
worried me.
I
think it's actually
do not break it off.
I think it's actually a combination of both of our things. I think that she went through a massive heartbreak that was like, and she was like crazy and deranged during that time. But I think that some of her craziness was fueled by, I believe, the mother.
Oh, well,
oh,
you know,
great
it always
point.
Is, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
No
mother,
offense, moms.
Oh,
mother,
wow,
because
yeah.
I think that she was shattered, and she has like spread this thing to her kids to like, you know, be if like it's like I don't know if it's like man hating, but it's you know
I think it's the man hating.
Put up a wall.
If it were not for
hurt.
Your father, I would have an enjoyable life. But that son of a bitch is now remarried, and you're going to go and you know have Thanksgiving with him.
Yes,
or,
and I think
whatever,
the dad cheated.
Lasagna.
The dad obviously cheated because everything that's happened. Vanessa's like, oh, we need to have a talk. Now, here's what we need to talk about.
Right.
The way that you looked at me like that, like I thought we were close and then we weren't close anymore. So, like, what's going on? Well, we need to have a talk. And he'd be like, well, and she's like, oh, thank you. And then they make out and they cry. I'm like,
yes.
That nothing happened right now. But she's mad at everything that happens, you know?
Right.
And so it ended with her like, oh, no, my family said these things and I don't have answers. We need to have a talk. Well, you can't now, bitch. The car's going.
And I'm not buying that all those people come over every Sunday for lasagna dinner.
No, please.
Nice
try. Who wants to cook for them? That mother looks exhausted. She's not doing that.
Yeah. No,
with a white tablecloth. Come on.
No, yeah.
Yeah, they
no.
barely fit in there. I mean, it's not. It's just not a Sunday dinner sort of place.
And I hate how they walk in the door and all the relatives are like, oh, my God, you're home. My family would have been like, oh, hi.
Well, also,
we
like,
gotta go somewhere. So, are you guys gonna be out of here by an hour and a half from now?
My mom probably would have been excited. My mom and dad probably would come running forward. But you know, Jewish. So.
Oh,
you know.
That's why. Yeah, because Jewish families, they really care about you.
Yeah.
I'm from a Protestant family, so they're
when
are you leaving?
When's the gin and tonic? Yeah.
Right. Like we have shit to do. Can you get out?
I know. I come in and my mom's like, "Oh, so I guess it's my fault." I'm like, "God, I haven't even said hello yet."
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that he's actually going to wind up with Vanessa. Ugh. I felt like they had the most chemistry, as far as I could tell.
This is going to be the saddest romance in Bachelor history.
She's going to
really
either. I think that'll be the first murder suicide in Bachelor history. So, what do you think about Rachel being the bachelorette?
She seems supremely boring. I'm not interested.
But isn't that kind of the point? Like, aren't they supposed to be boring? I just started last year, so I've studied this a lot, but only in this past year. So I saw JoJo. I'm feeling vulnerable. I saw JoJo, and she was supremely boring. So Nick is supremely boring. So isn't that what they're supposed
to
be?
She needs to be a little bit nutty to make it interesting.
So let me ask you, you're into Southern Charm, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
Let's talk about some Southern Charm. Did you watch the preview?
I watched the preview, and I'm really excited. It looks like we're finally going to get to the bottom of what's going on with Catherine. I have not been buying that she's this Earth Mother. I think there's something really dark twisted, something beneath it. I want to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, no, she's no Earth Mother.
Cocaine.
She's just poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We found it. It's called cocaine.
She's as Earth as rock.
I'm glad we're they're finally, you know, addressing the issue.
Yeah, well, he's been tricking her for a while because the last reunion, I think it was the last one, one of the reunions, the rumor was that he tricked her into taking a drug test. Like, he got one ordered and then did drugs with her the night before, and she didn't know it was coming the day. Like, he gave her coke or whatever.
So was he doing it with her?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a big cokehead. He was selling it in office.
But he didn't. Okay.
But she was the only one getting the test, I think.
Yeah. There's also all sorts of trickiness. I think the trailer looks great. I'm very excited for it. I'm excited to see who this new person is. And I think what's interesting is there was a moment where Cameron's talking to Catherine and saying how she thinks of Landon in a whole different light now. I'm like, okay, so Cameron saw that everyone turned on Landon. No one likes Landon anymore.
Right.
So Cameron's going to go to Team Catherine now, I suspect, because she sees that's where... It's not that... I mean, people think that Catherine's a train wreck, but they sort of like her in her train wreckness.
Yeah.
Whereas right now, everyone hates Landon. So Cameron's going to be switching sides, I think.
Well, this week I talked to Craig.
Okay.
And this is what he told me. He said, Landon and Shep sometimes say things on camera that shock him. He has said that there were points where he'd pulled them aside and said, I cannot believe you just said that on camera. So that's pretty juicy.
Yeah.
He said that he thought that most likely Landon and Thomas had sex.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he gets in a lot of trouble five episodes in with Naomi, his girlfriend, and he basically wanted to move out of the country. He looks really, really bad.
Wow.
Cameron,
I'll find some other rich hoe.
Cameron's
to take
care finally of him. Coming around to having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a new guy named Austin, and he and Shep sort of fight over a girl.
Yeah, it looked like a Chelsea, right? That was the girl that he kind of slut shamed last season, right? Isn't that who it was?
It Maybe could not. Be. It might be.
Remember, he had that incident last season where Shep said something about, like, he just made it sound like she was just like a hoe. And then he went like out on social media and was like, I'm really sorry. She's not like that at all. And he did a whole apology tour.
Oh, because he said, he didn't say she was a hoe. He said that he banged her or something. He went out once and I banged her or something.
But he made it sound like he banged her because it was just so easy. And like, that's what you do with Chelsea or
whatever. Well, that's Shep. I mean, he is gross. Shep is gross. Landon is the one that I find hilarious because... Yeah. Everyone hates Landon.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
on like, the internet.
Her, I don't hate her. I don't hate her.
I don't hate her. I just find her annoying.
I can see the underlying bitchery in her. Like when it's come out, I'm like, there. Then I can see it.
I actually like her bitchery.
Yeah, I don't mind it because she usually errs on the right. I mean, you know, she's on the right side normally. You know, I mean, she's fighting against Catherine. Everything she said about Catherine is true. Mm-hmm. I still like Catherine better. But,
Catherine's just like a tragic Tennessee Williams character. And Landon, you know, the thing is that her bitchery comes out usually in like a puff of giggles. She's like, oh, I'm sorry that you're so fucked up. And then I'm like, what a bitch, you know. But I like that. I like that Landon is just so exasperated by Catherine. And she's just like, you know what? I don't want to invite this bitch around because she's always drama. And then she doesn't invite her around. And then Landon looks like the asshole. So I sort of understand where she's coming from. She's a bitch. But I like it.
She seems like a little bit of a lost soul, though.
Oh, very much.
Like,
so.
Oh, I'll just run into a pile of money, and then I'll make my dreams happen. Right,
rich girl. Yeah,
I find her a little bit annoying that way.
I did enjoy her paper and pencil presentation for what her blog would look like. I was like, you can do a mock-up, Landon. It's okay.
I know.
I'm glad that they're bringing Patricia back, even without Whitney.
Yeah,
because I was worried about that.
Yeah.
But she's like, welcome, there's a socket.
Whitney's not on it?
Wait, he's no longer a cast member.
Oh, and I wonder what that's about.
Well,
I think he packaged the show and everything and sold it. So
he was barely on last season.
Craig said he definitely had sex with Catherine.
I believe 100%. Yeah. I don't think there was ever any.
I mean, we all knew that first time we saw her.
Oh, Whitney and...
Whitney and Catherine. Because remember, she came to that party and they were like, wait a second, that girl was just with Whitney. And then, of course, he says, oh, I didn't have sex with her, blah, blah. But of course he did.
But I believe that he also wanted to have something with her because he was really above and beyond.
For shallow reasons. Like, she has a good name.
I thought he was gay. So I
was
confused.
That's what I thought too.
Well, I think it's like rich Southern gay, where it's like gay, but gay in the sex way, but not in the, you know, you still want to like have your bloodline. Where will the plantation go? Even though they're not really Southern, are they? Patricia and Whitney aren't even real. They're just faking it. Like, Patricia's just, like, making it all up. She, like, has an accent and a this and that, but I don't even think they're Southern.
And his, isn't his stepsister, not Patricia, Serena Altschul from MTV News, right?
Oh, of course.
The famous Altschul family. But I think, so here's my theory on why Whitney is not coming back. First of all, he always seems to look like a jackass every season. Second of all, he's like a hipster. I mean, he's like, you know, 67, but he still likes to think of himself as like a young hipster. He's wearing his Jumbo's clown room hat and everything.
Yeah.
And now he's like very LA. And I think that he's, I feel like he probably does not want to be a reality star. I think that he, that now he's like, now that he's gotten some sort of fame, he wants to just be like seen as cool. You know, I got my house in the hills, a beautiful house in the hills, by the way. But, I think he's into a bigger celebrity and he's going
to
try to chase
that. Or is it possible he has no storyline because the woman that's been pretending to be his fiance doesn't want to do the show anymore because she wants to go back to Bavaria or wherever she's from.
There could be that too. And honestly, I think that some of this shit from last season hit too close for home.
Yeah, he didn't like that. He didn't like his dirty laundry aired like that.
I think
even though we had already seen it, it hadn't been talked about to that extent. I think he was just mortified.
Yeah, I think, you know, Catherine's crazy, but I think when she was saying that Whitney, like after they had sex or whatever, that Whitney wanted to have like a whole relationship, wanted her to move in, and she was like, no thanks, that he was really hurt, which is why he was so vicious to her. And she just put it all out there, and I think he was uncomfortable.
Well, we
with
that. Saw it in the show when they showed the clips of that time happening, which they had saved those clips.
Right.
He's like, nothing happened. And then you see Patricia coming into the room. Whose shoes are these?
Busted.
And he's like, oh, this is that girl, Catherine. She's like, oh, what a lovely girl from a good family name and all this stuff. So,
but interesting because he's the executive producer. So it all played out kind of.
Yeah, I think they let him. He let them shoot it because he was going to get that girl as the name.
And
to
it
carry
also
on the,
cool.
The
like
family.
He's like, he got the hot girl that everyone was into. But, you know, he has the worst poker face when they were confronting him. Remember, they were up in, like, North Carolina or something. And he's like, what? That's ridiculous. That's really the most ridiculous thing ever. I'm like, come on.
Could you imagine without
that.
The Botox?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, my goodness. How can you not have a poker face when your whole face is dead? Like, it doesn't even move.
Right. And Craig said that in that trip, it got to the point where they kept bringing Catherine up, that he felt like he had to address it on camera. Mm. Like, you don't want anyone to talk about what happened with Catherine. He said that about Whitney.
Oh, Craig, girl, please.
You don't want anybody to talk about Catherine, but then you keep bringing her up. So
Craig did that because he's like a housewife, and he's going to get revenge.
Yes, 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 yes.
He's going to get revenge on them for what they did to him with his whole drunk season.
I agree.
Like, acting so shocked that he's drunk.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he's the ringleader this year of this whole Shep is drunk.
Yeah.
Because Craig is like a very immature, you are kind of a
and
person.
He said that
no offense, Craig, love you.
He did say that Shep is out to get him. Out to get him.
Wow.
This
so instead
just
of finding something new, he's going to be like, you are. Mm-hmm. You're the one cheating, and you're an alcoholic. See how you like it.
That's
you
what know? We have to expect this season.
Yeah.
Someone messaged us and said, and I don't know the veracity of this at all, but this is what they messaged us and said. She said that her daughter hooked up with Shep and that he has a small penis. I'm like, okay, this is interesting details to share between mother and daughter.
Wow.
And that Shep is trying to, like, quote unquote, settle down for like a spin-off show, Bachelor style, like where Shep would be.
Well, I would tune
God.
In. That would be good.
I would tune in for a Shep Bachelor.
He seems like he's funny.
I love Shep.
I would like him to be a Bachelor.
I love Shep. I think that Shep is actually very smart. And I think that he is very charming and nice.
Yeah.
Well, he could be like
he's awful.
No, can we have him on Bachelor in Paradise? That would be fun.
He would be good. It's not that he's nice. I'm sorry. It's not that he's nice. But I don't think he's like an asshole in a way that I'd like my TV assholes. Which
yeah,
is
because
like,
charming.
I think
charming.
He's charming.
Charming.
And he's like, yeah, I mean, he's basically honest about how he is an asshole.
Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, I'm rich. I live off of it. And I'm just like having fun. And, you know. That's just the way it is.
He's the Clooney of the Bravo network.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So out of all the housewives, which is your favorite?
To write about in my recaps, I love Orange County because I live in Orange County and I feel like they're the easiest to make fun of. Yeah. I appreciate New York because I'm from back east and they speak to me.
Right.
Dallas is fun to make fun of. Beverly Hills is fun. Atlanta, I feel like my voice isn't there. I don't know if I could recap it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that they're so over the top. Like, they're too smart, the Atlanta girls.
Yeah.
Like, they're so smart that they're in on the jokes all the time, so it's hard to recap because the Orange County girls are
That's how we are too with them.
Oblivious.
I mean, we like to recap them, but they're so hilarious on their own. I mean, they're by far, to me, they're my favorites just because they're so hilarious consistently.
Yeah.
But it is it is sometimes probably the hardest one to talk about just because they're already hilarious. It's like, did you watch that sitcom?
Well, I always feel like nothing real is actually happening on Atlanta in terms of not that everything's staged. But I find very often a lot of the storylines don't really speak to anything that's relatable. Like when you have Phaedra and Kenya fighting over a donkey booty DVD versus a stallion booty DVD.
Right.
It's like it feels like something that's been sort of like whipped up for TV.
Yeah.
This season's been really good. But it's been really good because the fights have been so hilariously over the top. I mean, the fact that two nights ago Portia and Candy are fighting over who like wanted to eat out whose vagina more of the two of them.
It's so over the top.
You can't believe what you're watching. Right. But the truth is, like, you know, it's hard to track the story of what's like of this season. You know, like I feel like really good seasons of like Orange County or New York City, there's like a big through line that happens.
Agree.
And I think with Atlanta it's just like these flare ups.
It's like choppy.
It is choppy. It's like these flare ups and if you have like a lull in the flare-ups, then the season will just start to sink. But then it gets fun again. And so it's more just entertaining in the sense of what are the women saying this week? If they're saying something funny, it's going to be a good show. But the through lines are not very strong for me ever.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What do you think about the casting news for Orange County? So Heather's not coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Tamara is, and the rumors are that Lydia is coming back. And that Audrina is
Megan's coming back. Not true. I have all the scoop, I'm going to tell you.
Well, Megan's coming back.
She's not coming back. The new housewives are Lydia. She's come back. Snore. Boring. I just fell asleep.
Actually,
I know her personally. She's a very nice person, but on television, she's very boring.
You know when she won me over? When she had the other couple to talk about charities or like a prayer meeting, but she obviously didn't know what she was doing.
I just can't. All of it, I can't.
I think I just like her because she stood up to Slade over that burger comment, and I was like, you know what? I like Lydia.
Right.
It was the end of the season, but
the new housewife's name is Peggy Suleja, I believe. This is all true. She's like off the grid. You can find her on Instagram because she sells Rodan and Fields. I'm not making this up. This is true. She lives in Newport Coast. Her husband owns some business where he sells like jazzed up wheels. So he does like car wheels, rims for like rappers and stuff.
Oh my God.
They're Armenian.
Okay.
They have two kids, I believe. And so she's
the
new
one.
Get
a crazy Armenian. Ooh, a crazy new money Armenian. Yes.
My friend Jackie, who appeared in the episode last season at the disco party.
She was amazing. Jackie and Nina.
Right. So Jackie told me that Peggy is a real spitfire.
Oh, wow.
Good.
So it could be good. But I think Lydia was a terrible decision to bring her back.
Well, they always need one boring one,
right?
Well, they
need someone to balance out Kelly Dodd, right?
Lydia is going to be promoting her magazine the entire season. Her husband just started a magazine.
What is it?
It's a new one called, like, Man. I don't forget what it's called, but it's, like, for men. How to be a luxurious man.
Do we have any insight onto why Heather Dubrow left?
She was asked to be a friend of.
She was asked to be. They wanted to demote her.
I don't think there's enough of a storyline in her life, so they were demoting her to friend of, and she just said, "Nah, it's not worth it."
Wow, I know it's so annoying because I wanted to see her giant house.
I think what she'll probably do is like give it to like an Architectural Digest or something.
Well, obviously they won't be giving it to Lydia's magazine after what happened last time.
No, they will not.
Yeah. I think they'll show Heather's house. Like she'll still come on.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. I think she's done.
But Terry will make her.
Which is kind of stupid because she's that skincare to shill on Evine.
I am actually surprised that they asked her to be a friend of, because I just feel like Heather Dubrow is enough of a figure on that show at this point that, like, you know, whether you like her or hate her, she plays a certain role, you know?
You think that, but then I feel like they can get rid of anybody. I think everybody can be replaceable.
I mean, if they fired Luann, I mean, and Sheree at one point, then anyone.
I don't think she's like a Luann or Sheree. I think she's an awful human being. But more than that, she's an awful human being to the production. Like whenever they show the backstage stuff or when they show her threatening to walk off and she's like, I will not do this. You hear me? claw hands.
Very
demeaning.
Sure.
Yeah, she talks down, and Jeff Lewis was, when she got in that Twitter war with Jeff Lewis, it was about her being mean to waiters and just being evil and just being one of those people. If you've ever waited tables, we all know that woman.
I agree with you.
You know, we all know
absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely.
I think that's probably why.
If she
didn't have a story, but they liked her, I think they would have found a reason to keep her around. But if she doesn't have much of a story, and she's difficult to work with.
Mm-hmm. Vicky's downright abusive. And they said that in that uncensored thing. They're like, Vicky, everyone's terrified of her because she's like abusive to the crew.
I think what they're going to do to keep her on is, I bet you she's going to get this guy to propose to her, and then they'll have some stupid wedding, and that'll be like the season's like ending.
Vicky?
Yeah, I think she'll probably marry this weird guy that she's dating. Yeah.
She's still with him? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think they could ever get rid of Vicky. As demanding, as crazy as she is, there are certain housewives that I think reach a tier that, like, you know, I think you just have to keep Vicky. She's the OG from the OC, that annoying thing. But it's true.
At some point, it's the real grandmothers of Orange County.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Vicky always brings it, though. Vicky brings it in ways that a lot of other housewives and a lot of other franchises don't do, you know? She does. She brings crazy. And you never know when she's going to go nuts. She's going to do it one or two times a season, if not three or four.
Mm.
And you live for those moments, whether you are hating Vicky. Those moments when she starts screaming with her bug eyes.
I guess. I'll only be excited if they bring more of Michael back on and he can talk shit about his mom. I like those moments.
Oh, yeah. He's just so over her.
Yeah. He's bored with her.
Somebody, and I like that he
somebody
gives...
Somebody online had asked him about his mom in the election, and he had said something on Facebook like, oh, my mom's an idiot. She doesn't read anything. She doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
So I think it's funny how he just... You know, she's so confident, and then he just cuts her down. I think that's hilarious.
I love that he always blows her. Her kids always blow her game, too.
Always.
Because she's always telling them what to lie about, and they won't do it.
They won't do it.
I love that scene in Oklahoma where Vicky had just bought Brianna a car and a house and all this stuff to keep her quiet about Brooks.
Yeah.
And then she brings it up on camera anyway, and Vicky's like, no, we're not doing this right now. We are not doing this right now, Brianna! No, Brianna! And then she runs inside and like tries to stop it, but they're mic'd.
I loved it too. Oh,
yeah.
I call her the patron saint of Orange County, Brianna, because she does keep it real.
Yeah,
she's
really
the patron saint of Orange County. I mean, I think the thing with Heather Dubrow, one of the reasons why I'm a little unsettled by her leaving is that the cast has had such good chemistry for like three seasons in a row. It's, you know, a lot of times with Real Housewives, you'll have like one or two good seasons in a row, then a bad one. But it's been three awesome seasons from the season when Shannon first showed up, when it was Shannon versus Tamara. It was Shannon and Megan King Edmonds, and then Brooks thing, and then this season with Kelly Dodd. So I feel like when the chemistry is really good, you don't want to, like, you try to keep it as strong as possible. You want to keep it going, you know? So I always get worried when they take someone out.
Well, they can't have it where they gang up like that, because when it's Shannon and Heather and Tamara, and Tamara's obviously manipulating it all against Vicky the whole time, which they always do to each other.
Yeah.
But when they're so steadfast and on the same team and working that underhandedly with each other, they can't have a show like that.
Yeah.
Like, if you have all the women trying to make Kelly look like a drunk and stuff like that, they all look like idiots because we saw what they were doing.
Right.
But it also just makes it less interesting to watch. And Heather's too fake. I mean, I think Tamara is an awful human being, but she's hilarious and she's not predictable.
Right.
You know, Heather's just very predictable. It's like,
yeah. Have you guys been
Tell me about your pizza oven, Heather.
Yeah. Have you guys been following any of this stuff coming out about Lynn Curtin's kids? There's like
so
a crazy
depressing
saga. It's like very terrible.
So
depressing.
Yeah.
I saw her one time at my friend Amber's spa, Shape Up Salon.
Oh.
She seemed in person, as you would assume, like scatterbrained.
Yeah.
So I feel like her entire life is like, wait, what, who, what, huh,
yeah,
what happened?
Yeah.
Well, we always knew, like, when her marriage fell apart on TV, that the kids were already kind of out of control. But when that marriage fell apart, we knew these kids were going to go down a bad path. And now it's just like...
And they followed through.
They've spiraled. Wow.
I mean, maybe we
it's
knew
dark.
They were going to go down a bad path, but we didn't know they were just going to go down.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I can
see like a Dr. Phil episode in the near future.
Yeah, I think they actually need one. Well, first of all, I mean, so Alexa, I mean, there's a lot of murky stuff that, like, I can't even almost, like, have an opinion on without I feel like, you know, like, it. You, what can you do?
It's
like,
dark.
It's dark because it's dark. She's alleging that she was raped by a police officer. And then ever since then, she's been extra spiraling. And then she's been... What, stealing from her grandmother or something like that?
I think she was. Yeah, it's too. We don't. It's like.
Yeah, she's like in porn. Like she's in porn, addicted to shit, claiming stuff, stealing from grandma. I mean, none of that.
Yeah, stealing from grandma is really a.
None of that's good.
And it probably didn't start with the eviction on camera. It probably preceded that.
I think it definitely preceded that. But it was almost. But once that eviction happened. And that marriage fell apart. You just knew this was just gonna
go down south.
Accelerate quickly.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Well, this has been so much fun.
It's been great.
Yeah, this has been great.
I loved it. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
So good talking to you.
Sit on the couch every day.
What a fun crossover episode.
Crossover.
Cross it over.
We need someone to make a theme song for the crossover. So tell everybody where they can find you guys.
Ben's the musician. We are. Watch What Crappens. You can find us on Twitter at What Crappens, on Instagram, Watch What Crappens, and on Facebook, Watch What Crappens. How about you?
You can find me on Instagram at KKCCA. I make a lot of celebrity parody pictures.
Oh, good. So it's a right good time. On.
Twitter at KKC. Love to watch shows and tweet about it. My website's loveandknuckles.com and my Facebook page is Love and Knuckles.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Find all our links at watchwhatcrappens.com.
Yeah.
And the best is to check out the Instagram because we just started that.
Ooh,
and
good.
We are having so much fun putting little videos and
I
stuff.
I did see them. Yeah. They're good.
We are laughing.
Currently, there's a nice gif there of Stassi slapping a stripper's ass.
Ooh. Delightful.
Just repeating for infinity. I posted it. And then when I posted it, randomly... Walking on Broken Glass came on my iTunes, and watching Stassi just sort of like tap a stripper's ass while Annie Lennox played worked in a strange way.
Right.
I liked it.
That sounds glorious.
It was.
I feel like that would hurt Annie Lennox's feelings, but I like it.
Annie Lennox would probably not approve.
Yeah.
Unless she was like writing a song from the stripper's point of view. You know?
Right.
She would like that, the pain and the torture.
So
thank you so much for having
us
on, and thank you for being on our show too.
Right? Yeah, this is so great to meet you.
So awesome. Love
finally,
it.
Congrats on everything.
You too. Thank you.
Wow, that was so fun podcasting with Kay Casey, but I think we were so excited we kind of missed some Summer House stuff. And so Ronnie and I want to kind of circle back and mention some of our other favorite moments from the episode, because this episode of Summer House was so, so funny.
It was so good. Normally we could just say, okay, well, next week we'll get back to Summer House and do a full recap. But this episode was just beautiful. I mean, this show has come into its own. These people are already forgetting the cameras are there.
Yeah.
And it's cracking me up.
Yeah, I'm laughing a lot every episode. It's kind of one of the highlights of my week is watching Summer House. I'm not even going to lie. There's something about a show in its first season that's kind of like hitting its stride that can be really exhilarating.
And shouldn't be. I mean, it shouldn't be. Like, this show should not work. It shouldn't work. People are too old. They're too white. They kind of, like, if I was a casting person, I'd be like, no, why?
Yeah.
Why? Like some margarita PR girl? Like a PR girl for a margarita machine and a pizza place? Why? But it just works so good. It works so well. I'm talking like Toria. We're talking about Magic Medicine.
It's funny. My boyfriend just texted me saying that there's some sort of wasp infestation in his apartment. I was like, oh, you must be watching Summer House.
Well, there's a wasp infestation on our podcast as well right now. Winky dink.
So, I mean, I have to say, Carl, he really does drive me nuts. We talked a little bit about that, about how, like, he seems like he'd be a nice guy, but he's so slick, it can drive me nuts. And at the top of this episode, he started talking about the Summer House and saying, like, you know, moving into a Summer House, I always look for the hottest girl. I'm like, shut up, Carl. Shut up. Stop doing that. And then on top of that, he starts saying that Lauren's the real deal. He's like, yeah, I want to respect her and get to know her because she's the real deal. I'm like, don't you, like, no, you've moved on. She called you on your shit. She caught you taking someone else to the wedding, and she exposed herself as a stage 5 clinger. And that like made her less attractive to you. And rather than just admitting that, you're trying to gussy it up in this faux veneer of chivalry of she's just too good. I want to respect her. Bullshit, Carl.
Yeah. Speaking of veneers, get some.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, he's like, she's the real deal. She's not just some hoe. So I want to show her respect by bringing a couple girls home and trying to start a gangbang.
Yeah, exactly. A real respectful, passive aggressive hoedom. Yeah, by the way, it's bad news when every guest we've had on to talk about Summer House has mentioned your yellow teeth, Carl. It's not just us being shady, okay? Everyone can see it. This is the HD generation.
But everyone sees something different. Have you noticed that? Like Katie said, there's two like dots, like nicotine dots.
She said they're like baked beans. Well, I think it was one of Katie's funniest lines of all time.
Kate Casey described them totally differently. Like we're all seeing something different. But look, here's my thing with Carl. I can't dislike Carl. I still like him.
I do like him too. I do.
And as far as his teeth goes, you don't understand your teeth until you go on TV. Because everybody on TV has bleached teeth. Yeah. So his teeth are probably totally fucking normal. Like, that's the funny thing. You probably wouldn't even notice in real life. He's probably just the only one who didn't get his teeth bleached before he went on TV. And now he has to deal with it for the rest of his life.
Because he didn't realize that when he went on the show that people would actually watch it. And that there'd be two bitches with a podcast in here carping on his poor teeth.
And well, that's why you don't go dental, on TV, girl.
But he's a dental salesman guy, you know. That's where people are really bumping on this issue. But I agree. I actually like Carl, but he does such douchey things all the time. Why, Carl? Why?
Why, Carl? Why?
Carl. Do you still like us, Carl? Carl?
And just on that note, no, Carl didn't like us. Are you kidding? Would you? I wouldn't either. Carl? He's like, just for the record, that is not a, what did he say? He's like, that is not a tongue pulse. It's a... I forgot.
Is this
what he
tweeted at us, or
yeah, something about his tongue? I keep talking about his tongue, like.
Everpost has been posting on our Facebook page. We made a joke about Miss Saigon, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I went and saw that."
And then it was online. The 25th anniversary is online. If you want the link, I was like, "Oh my god, this musical!" So I was doing my Lea Salonga all weekend. Love it. The big helicopter. I remember when that came out, they're like, it's a helicopter on stage. And it's like some shell of a helicopter on a string. Like,
you still don't know how upset I was that my parents went without me. You still don't know. I wanted to see that shell of a helicopter. Instead, I was home watching Emptiness and Nurses. Which means to say it was like the decline of NBC Saturday Night. So,
well, I didn't get to see it either. I mean, I've only seen it on TV. I just had all the CDs of all those musicals. That's how I knew.
But I was an hour away from it. My parents were going. They could have just kept me on their lap. So anyway, another thing that I thought was funny was for Lindsay's birthday, the Workers twins got some hair and makeup from Priv, which I think has shown up on a few of these shows. And what I loved is when everyone was getting their blowouts and their makeup done, a hair woman asked Christina, she's like, so does anyone have any boyfriends in the house? And Christina's like, yeah, I think Lindsay has a guy in the house, which I was like, oh, that's so shady, Christina, because you know that Lindsay does it, and you're forcing Lindsay to have to say, I'm single, and I'm 30.
And I'm happy about it. Why are you going to hire makeup ladies to do blackface on you? Her base was so dark. I was like, she's literally getting blackface so she can sing I'm Telling You I'm Not Going to Everett later. I'm like, okay, Jennifer Hudson / Holiday. Either one would work in this situation.
Either one. We accept both Jennifers because they both do phenomenal jobs of that song in different ways. Although we should
both
probably
played it.
Although, since we've actually met Jennifer Holiday simultaneously, maybe we should give it to her instead. Tiebreak. Tiebreak reference.
I will give it. You know, I love Jennifer Hudson, but I give a lot to Jennifer Holiday. She does some really odd gigs. I saw her do the 4th of July thing last year. I was in Texas. And just watching her sing the Star Spangled Banner is, I mean, if you haven't seen it, look it up. Just watch her face. It's fucking hilarious because she gets so into it. She's like, cannot you see?
I mean,
karate chopping.
She does that weird face thing, but then, you know, magic comes out.
And you wah, and you wah, and you wah, y'all gonna love me.
What if Jennifer Holliday was another renter on Summer House? Like, it was all these people, and then Jennifer Holliday. Just in another room. She'd be telling them to be quiet all night long.
They'd be like, you cannot be in this meeting. This is a renter's meeting. She'd be like, and you wah, and you wah.
She's like, we are family. She's like, Carl, Carl, where's Carl? Speaking of
Carl,
which.
Carl, Carl, Carl. No, you're supposed to say Carl, 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 Carl. Carl. No, Carl.
And by the way, the twins did that again. I think Carl. When they got to the hoedown, like one of the twins was like, where's Carl? Where's Carl? Steven? Who's he with? Steven? Who's Carl with? Steven? Steven? It's like, God bless them.
Bless those girls. Okay, so I love golfing. So the boy, Carl and Everett, like, bro, what are you doing? Bro, what are you doing? I'm going to, like, golf. Yeah, bro. So they go to golf, and I just like the scene because of all the bra things that they were saying throughout it.
God, it was so
boom chakalaka, bra.
Well, yeah, because Carl's like, well, man, I get it. You know, makeup sex is the best. So, you know, keep fighting, keep fucking. Like, shut up, Carl. How about keep brushing?
Like,
yeah, you know, it's like, I just can't decide because when we're good and clicking, she takes me from here to soaring, bruh.
And then Carl's like, yeah, but then she takes you from soaring to, and he goes, yeah,
to crashing on the beach. You know, the wings are clipped, you crash on the beach. You get your face ripped off by the sand. Before you know it, there's some Vietnamese child standing in front of you with a dirty diaper crying. And you're like, what did I do to my life? And what am I doing for my country?
And I got a gun up against my head, and there's 9 chambers and 1 bullet, and I don't know what's happening next, but I know I'm pulling that trigger and say, la vie, motherfucker.
Carl's like, yeah, well, not gonna lie, bro. Lindsay looked so hot last night, bro. Lock it down, bro.
I believe the exact quote was, Lindsay looked so fucking hot last night, like, fuck. I wouldn't watch this quote with Carl. Carl? Carl? Carl?
Carl?
Carl? Carl, did you hit a hole in one, Carl? Carl, did you hit the ball? Carl, how's golf? Carl?
And Everett's like, speaking of hot. Wait, say it. I'm sorry.
Just imagine Lauren showing up on one of those little carts that goes in the driving range that picks up the balls. Carl, Carl, I got your balls. Carl, Carl,
Carl,
Carl,
I got your balls. Is this your ball, Carl?
Carl? Carl,
Carl. Carl, you need to get orange balls, Carl. Carl. And then you can tell which ball is yours, Carl. Like, this is crazy.
Carl, refill your basket, Carl. Just give me a second. Carl, 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 I'm just vacuuming up all the balls. Carl, Carl, Carl.
Everett's like, speaking of hot, speaking about faces melting off the skin from the heat of a hot beach, what about these girls you brought home?
Because Carl brought home those two, you know, bimbos from L.A.
Yeah.
And Carl's like, and that's when Carl was saying that stuff about Lauren. Like,
yeah, she's like, Lauren's like awesome and engaging, but it's intimidating. And Everett's like, well, that Carl, he's a man of mystery.
And then Carl's like, beer, bruh. And he goes, tits out for the boys, tits out for the boys. You fucking douchebags.
I also want to mention, by the way, that when Everett came back to Lindsay's came to Lindsay's hoedown birthday, it's her birthday party. He shows up and then they like have a conversation, and she's like, Everett, like, you have to like express things more, like I need to get things out and you like to keep them in. And he's like, yeah, but I've seen so many fucked up things. You don't know what I've seen.
I've seen.
I'm like, yeah, this is her birthday party, bro. Just like say sorry and enjoy it. And like talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah,
but it's like you don't know what I've seen. Like, you don't know what sort of girls Carl's bringing in. I've seen them. It's rough.
And basically the woman always wins because she's like, yeah, but you like need to communicate with me, and like you're not communicating, and like, and when I have something negative, I need to get it out. And he's like, but I'm traumatized. And she's like, yeah, but I need to get it out, and so you need to communicate about what you're feeling. So, and he's like, okay. I'm like, okay, so basically now you still have to listen to her be negative and never ask anybody else how she's doing or how exactly. They're doing.
And one last thing about this hoedown, we did not mention this, and it really needs to be mentioned. The look on Christina's face when Everett showed up was classic. She was like, so it was a combination of angry, confused, annoyed, frustrated, bitter, perfection.
It's Christina's, that was like Christina's chocolate sampler.
It was. Her face, she just had this like,
when you scowl. Look at the bottom of the box, it's like confused, angry.
Oh my God, it was such an amazing face. They cut back to it like two or three times, and she was like,
yeah, she's like, my plans are not working.
Christina did kind of have an epic episode in that she is unable to control her emotions in any way, because later on, it was like the next day after the golfing, and Sabrina and Carrie, the two LA girls who are staying the whole weekend, at this point, the girls have gotten used to them, and they're like, yeah, we like them a lot. And so the Workers twins were trying to kind of smooth something over, or maybe it was Christina who was saying, you know, I'm like really glad you guys are here. It's not about you guys. It's just about the delivery, like the delivery that they never gave us any warning. That's all. It's just the delivery.
It was just how she said it. She's like, so are you guys having fun?
Yes.
Like, yeah. Yeah. She's like, well, good. You know, we are too. We wish that Carl had told us, because it's basically kind of rude what he did.
Yeah. Just it's not about you. Here. It's not about you guys. It's not about the guests. It's about the delivery.
No, that was the twin. She's like, well, oh, wait yeah. a minute. Yeah, that was,
yeah, you're right.
You know, that was, it was just it's not you guys. It's just, you know, how he Carl. Did it, you know, it was his delivery.
And she goes, one of the hosts Sabrina. Was like,
well, if it's not about the guests, then why'd you call us hookers?
And Carl goes, whoa, wait a minute. You called them hookers? And Christina's like, I was sticking up for Lauren. I was just joking. And she goes, and then Lauren pulls her aside, but right in front of the girls. And she's like, look, Christina, like, I really don't like you standing up for me by telling me that you were calling her a hoe for me. So please don't do that for me. Okay.
Yeah. They pretty much just like hung Christina out to dry. I mean, to be fair, Christina wasn't really defending Lauren. She was just being a catty girl at that moment. But she was being a cat. There was, let me back that up. I do think she was trying to show support for Lauren in a certain way. But I think she was also a little happy to call them hookers. And you know what? We were behind you, Christina. We supported it.
Yeah, it was funny when she walked in, because the girls walked in to all the gang, and Christina was like, who are these hoes? So that wasn't really that offensive, you know. But
and this is, yeah, and I love, and the girl who was like, why'd you call us hookers? And she's sitting there with her lips that, you know, look like two sausages, you know,
oh my
who
just God.
Who just slept with Kyle. Although that's not, I don't want to slut shame, because she has every right to sleep with Kyle. Go get it, girl. But seriously, the lips though, and
yeah,
you wonder those, why people ask.
Yeah, Groupon surgery.
Yeah.
So Christina, she's like, I'm sorry. But then she starts to cry. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. But she's like smile crying. And the yes. host's like, it's okay. No, really. I apologize. She's like, no, seriously. Like, it's really okay. And like, I'm glad we, are you going to cry? Are you crying?
Because she's like, I'm fine. I'm fine.
No, you're crying. I'm fine. My God, you're crying.
This was truly me after watching Life is Beautiful.
I'm fine.
And she's like squinting her eyes and trying to smile.
She's like, are you sure? What's wrong? I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
And everyone just stares at her. There's no way to describe that scene to convey the beauty
yeah,
of it.
Yeah. I made a little gif of it, but even the gif is, I think, very funny, but it's still this, like you said, this scene is, it's like trying to take a picture of the Grand Canyon. You just can't get it all in there. You can't capture it.
So the gang all goes paddleboarding. Now, this scene was funny just because of the twins. So they're all trying to figure out how to, you know, work these paddleboards or whatever. And she's like,
Lauren, come with me. Lauren, come on. Lauren, come.
This
on,
way
Lauren.
To the left, starboard.
Yeah,
starboard,
yeah,
port.
Come over here.
Port, starboard.
Come
port.
On. Come on. Where,
which
hurry.
Way? This way?
Come on.
Carl, Carl, you want to come with us? Carl, you want to row with us? Carl, you're
right, come on.
Carl, you need a
okay.
kayak?
Okay,
kayak, Carl,
okay. I'll
Carl,
hold your string.
Lauren,
I'll hold
Ashley.
Your string. Okay, I'll hold your string.
Okay,
hey,
hold it.
Okay, how do you feel about Carl? I need to know how you feel about Carl, because I can only imagine how you feel, because, like, I'm not even you, and I'm extremely disappointed in Carl, okay?
Well, I feel like Carl's trying to get a reaction on me,
yeah,
and, like, he's not going to get a reaction
yeah.
on me, but, like, he's going to,
yeah,
like if he thinks that these tears are a reaction towards him, he is sadly mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
I have air in my eyes. These
yeah,
are not
mistaken.
Reactions towards him. No, he's totally
yeah,
mistaken. No, no.
Yeah, you better not be. And, you know, like, he's trying to...
I don't even separate them anymore, because we
yeah.
just do them at the same time. But she's like, no, Bueller.
Bueller? Bueller?
UPS.
Bueller? Bueller?
Bueller?
Bueller? Bueller? Bueller? What's wrong? Bueller?
Bueller?
Come on.
Bueller, if you're trying to get a rise out of me, it's not going to happen, Bueller.
Bueller, this is a very professional show, Bueller.
I just don't understand it because, like, I wanted something casual, and then Bueller was like, I want, like, to really bark at you hard. So I was like, okay, I'll bark too, and I'll plan our, like, barking schedules. And then he was like, all of a sudden, Bueller doesn't want to bark with me anymore, and I don't get it anymore.
Bueller's like, I really don't appreciate how the UPS guy came over right now because I was just sleeping on the couch, and, like, it really wasn't cool what he did to me right now because I was feeling really secure, and now I'm feeling really insecure. Like, can I even trust this couch right now?
So Lauren's whole thing is that I actually felt bad for her because in her mind, she's like, I just want something casual. And then he charmed me into thinking that it could be more than something casual. And so I started to get my heart set on it. Then all of a sudden it cooled off and I don't know what happened. It's like, Lauren, it's pretty obvious what happened. It's not just that Carl's a player, but that he doesn't want to be called on his shit. And when you called him on his shit about taking another girl to the wedding, then he started to feel like you're a clinger. Which is really more about him than about you, Lauren. It's really like his insecurity. He's scared of something. And the moment that that happened, he just put her in a different box. Like, she no longer became hot hookup. It became like danger zone commitment.
Like, answer to some girl, you know, like, where were you? Who were you talking to? Even though he's setting it up like that.
Yeah.
That's like their excuse to run. But the twins keep talking and talking. They're both wearing these fanny packs, which was also hilarious.
Paddling in circles. Jaws is like swimming up, and then Jaws is like, never mind.
Jaws is like fatty packs. Dun dun. Dun dun. It's like reversing it.
Jaws.
Lauren, where are you going?
We need a bigger belt, Lauren.
I don't care if Jaws leaves me. Like, what the hell do I care? I'll find another Jaws.
I thought Jaws was coming over here, then all of a sudden things cooled off and he just like swam somewhere else. Jaws.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to put a cut on my foot, put it in the water because, like, you know, if there's other Jaws, maybe they'll want that. Like, I'm not going to wait around for him. Other Jaws.
Rush.
So the married twin starts crying.
Which is hilarious. I knew it, Lauren. I knew it. I knew he was a player, Lauren.
I want you to have what I have, and I worry about you. Like, you need a Brad, and, like, I worry about you in every situation because I'm gonna leave soon. I want to make sure you're married because, like, what if you're not married and I'm married and you're not gonna be married? It's just gonna be me.
And then it cuts to the gay guy, and he's like,
I can tell that she's crying because I can see her cry face from here. She's like, ah.
He's like, I would rather talk to my dad Cletus on the phone about something superficial than have to deal with the Workers twins crying.
So good. And she's like,
I just want to be clear, I'm not crying about Carl, I'm crying at my bad judgment.
She goes,
yeah, I'm crying because your bad judgment too.
I'm going to San Diego and you have such bad judgment. What are you gonna do without me, Lauren? Carl, what's Lauren gonna do without me?
Well, Lauren just decided she's going to fuck. So she found some other guy to fuck all weekend.
And
which,
by the way, standing ovation in my apartment. I was like, that's what you need to do, Lauren. Go fuck someone else.
Yeah. And we still don't know if she actually was fucking somebody else or she just called the same Uber driver 2 days in a row to make Carl think she was fucking somebody else. But either way, good job because it did kind of work. He's like,
turned out a fair play.
So speaking of the gay and his dad, we see Steven call his parents. And it was so funny to me because he's obviously come up with this personality and escaped home. You know, he's like, he talks totally different.
Hi, honey. How you doing? He's like, growing up where I grew up, like, it was like playing in a sandbox. It was full of dirt. It was disgusting. And you knew there was something out there, but you are stuck in the mud.
And his parents were so nice. They're like totally lovely. And he's like, my dad's name is Cletus, and my uncle's name is Elmo. he's all disgusted with his family, and they were so nice. The dad's like, how are you? I'm building a building for the tractor. And he's like, well, that's interesting.
Poor Steven.
And then he said he came out when he was young. He said he came out. And he's like, but that was the last time we had a conversation about it. Like, he's so misunderstood. And I mean, I get the feeling, but they're being so nice. If you want to have a conversation about your boyfriends, bring it up with them. If they say they don't want to talk about it and they can't deal with it, then that's on them. But you're not really giving them much of a chance. He's just like, they're gross. I live in the sandbox.
I know.
That being said, it was kind of a dull scene.
I loved it because I was like, oh my God, he's so Sidney Sheldon. He's like, I'm getting out of here and I'm getting a gay accent, you know, yeah. Changing my voice to be like this and I'm out.
I'll never be trapped again. Hey, Steven, you want to be on this show? Okay, great. Oh, I'm trapped with a bunch of annoying straight people. Damn it.
You don't ask me about my love life.
So Steven's like, all right, I guess I'll take things into my own hands. So guess what, Lindsay? Last week, he woke up in a bed with like four girls. She's like, all right. He's like, yeah, all right. And Brooks was like, all right. Yeah, all right.
This was so awkward. She's like, it was a great birthday. I had a great night. And like, Everett apologized. Like, we're really going to work on it. And like, communication and like, negativity. And he's like, well, I don't know how to tell you this. So I'm just going to tell you that Everett woke up with four bitches in a bed.
And I like that Lindsay's question was, Lindsay's like, four?
Yeah, four. Four? Yeah, four.
Four?
Were they my interns?
She's like, I'm mad times four. And I can tell you that I'm going to be like four times as mad now. And that's it.
And she's going to somehow blame it all on Christina next week.
Or her mom. She's like, that's how many people were in my family. And that's how many people who abandoned me. And I can't believe he would do that with me.
And it's like every time he goes golfing with Carl and he yells four, it's just so inappropriate.
And Lindsay goes, if he's lying, it's going to be a problem. For 5 minutes, and then I'm going to get over it. Because really, I mean, he's over it, and he would get his face ripped off on the beach in Vietnam for me, so.
Yeah, the gay is bored, and he is just going to cause whatever shit he can at this point, which I have to applaud.
He's kind of actually been at the heart of some of the biggest scandals of the season. I mean, he was the one who let it slip pretty conveniently that Carl was with a girl at the wedding, you know? So he's sort of been in the middle of this. And God bless him, because he's bored. He's just going to be like, okay, I'm going to start some shit with these people. Why not?
Yeah, pretty much. His level of disdain that he has for his family is the same level of disdain he has for everything. And I love
it. Yeah. Great episode of Summer House. I'm glad we actually circled back, because these things needed to be discussed. So everyone, thanks for listening. And thanks, Kate Casey. It was super fun doing that crossover episode with you. And we'll see everyone next week on Ye Olde Watch What Crappens episodes.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.